the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad Fingos Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're going to travel here momentarily to the Great Northwest, grab a Starbucks, and lock in some bets on the Seahawks matchup, Battle of the Birds, against the Philadelphia Eagles. But before we get to that, or maybe we're going to go ahead and top it off here on the show, honk, honk, let's hop aboard the Plus Bus. Lundy, where they're looking at Monday Night Football. Maybe they like college basketball slate. There's a college bowl game that's out there, the NBA, or your favorite sport, dropping the puck and making some bucks in the NHL. What is your top wager? Plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo.
Let's go to the bowl game. Let's start there. This is a 2:30 Eastern time kickoff, which means if you are consuming this podcast or this video a little early on a Monday, perhaps your Starbucks has already kicked in and therefore you are ready. Brett, both of these teams' offense is absolutely putrid. We are talking, by the way, about the famous Toastery Bowl. I don't know what the F that is. I don't know what that is. Is it toast with butter and cinnamon and sugar? Because that's basically my childhood.
I'm in.
I mean, I'm serious. I may have eaten my weight in that on an annual basis as a child. One of my favorite things on earth. Plain bread, a little bit of butter, cinnamon, sugar. Bam. Oh, simple. So good. So good. You knew mom was in a good mood if that was the snack that you got. So it is the famous, I don't even know if that's actually what this bowl game is all about. It's supposed to be the Bahamas Bowl is what it's supposed to be,
yeah.
But they're like renovating the stadium. And so they're playing this in Charlotte. And it is the famous Toastery Bowl, Old Dominion, Western Kentucky, absolute craptastic offenses. I mean, these teams are bad. Yeah. On offense. And then you add to that, let's have some fun. Western Kentucky's missing like three of their starting offensive linemen who have opted out. The starting quarterback isn't going to play. I think one of their top wide receivers is either like on the fence or has already said he's not going to play.
Allegedly, he's going to play.
Yeah, whatever. His starting quarterback isn't there to throw him the ball. So here's what I'm getting at, okay? I'm taking Old Dominion. All right. I'm taking Old Dominion straight on the money line and doing this in an SGP. I'm taking the total up to 56.5 and playing the under. All right. Total as it sits right now is at 50. So this is essentially a teaser on the total. 56.5 in the under. Old Dominion on the money line, flat plus 100 over at DraftKings.
Yeah, we're going to see where that line on the standard line winds up and open it like minus 1.5.
And now it is Old Dominion minus 6.5.
6.5. Yeah, and then that's going to make climb. It's going to get to a breaking point where I might go to the other side there and go with the Hilltoppers. I am wearing the shirt for a reason. So we don't need players. Just go out there and flex your might, Big Red. And hopefully maybe score the cover in the end there. Let's go to Monday Night Football. DK Metcalf will hardly be decaf in this one. Give me an anytime touchdown at plus 160 available there. Best odds in business right now at FanDuel Sportsbook. Yes, I understand that it's looking like Drew Lock is going to be under center for the Seattle Seahawks, but they connected early and often last year, and Tyler Lockett had a pretty nice game as well with Lock at the controls against a mightier defense, and that being the San Francisco 49ers. In week 14, Metcalf on the season, number 4 in total red zone targets. He has 18 in total to be exact. He is number 4 as well in yards per catch at 16.9. He has scored a TD in 3 of his last 4 games, including last week again with Drew Lock under center. They look at Philadelphia. They have allowed the most wide receiver touchdowns entering the week at 23 in total. We have said that time and time again. It is well documented. The secondary is overly susceptible to beatdowns, and maybe we could get a connection between Lock and Metcalf for 6. Likely to see Ringo, who is a rookie, in that secondary for the Philadelphia Eagles, only played 15 snaps. So godspeed to you. This is your first time ever even sniffing and being in the same presence as the muscular DK Metcalf. So Lundy, to recap, DK Metcalf anytime TD plus 160 available at FanDuel. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Monday Night Football edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco. This game, again, being played there in the Starbucks City in Seattle. And a guy, hopefully, is going to fill up a venti-sized cup with field goals made is Jason Myers. Give me the over on just 1.5. I need 2 to split the uprights. You get that at plus money. Little baby seduced by the juice there. Plus 114 available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why am I on this wager? Well, only 3 kickers have actually knocked a pair of field goals through the uprights against the Philadelphia Eagles this season. It's probably why this prop is juiced up. But you look at Jason Myers, a guy that has done this 7 times this season. He's hitting over 78% of his field goal opportunities. And most importantly, Seattle, whether it's with Geno Smith or Drew Lock, twirling the pigskin at the quarterback position, they are just number 22 in TD-only red zone percentage. Again, I think they're going to freely move the chains vertically in this game, given the weakest of that Philadelphia Eagles secondary. So put all together, Jason Myers gets a pair of boots. Give me the over 1.5 field goals made, plus 114 at DraftKings. Lundy, Fader follow.
The reason you need so much coffee in Seattle is because of the weather. And it is going to rain and rain and rain.
What else is new?
Rain and rain. Yeah, and it's going to keep doing that this evening. Therefore, I have to fade you on this one because I do not trust a wet football. I just don't.
The Carolina game yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm not. Please don't talk to me about yesterday or Saturday or Friday or Thursday or Wednesday.
But it's the holiday season. You got to be holly and jolly.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what. The books right now are holly and jolly, and their wallets are fat, thanks to Lundy, okay? we're not talking about it. That's just all there is to it. It's just in college basketball, the Florida State Seminoles can kiss my ass. Anyway, I'm going to fade you on this one because, again, I don't trust the weather in Seattle this evening, which is why I'm staying away from the kicking props.
And I'm going to stay away from any additional conversations with Nathaniel Lundy.
Number four.
Numero cuatro. Of course, I lied on that last point. Let's go with an SGP, and maybe Lundy's going to come with me. We're going to try to replenish some of those units lost at the sportsbook for the good sir. This is a simple little three-legger here. Give me Dallas Goedert, 3 or more receptions. Give me DeAndre Swift, 2 or more receptions. Lundy, cover your ears. It's another kicker prop. Jake Elliott, all I need are a pair of PATs. You put all uno, dos, tres of those together, plus 139 available there at ESPN Bet. Dallas Goedert, the expectation is that Jalen Hurts will be under center. I know he didn't travel with the team. He's got a bout of the flu. Maybe it's a Jordan-like flu game. We can only hope. But I believe he will be there at the controls for this Eagles franchise. You look at Dallas Goedert. He's only averaging 5.6 targets per game, but he's hit the over on this in his last 6 straight contests in Seattle. Has allowed 13 tight ends to grab at least 3 passes against him, giving up 5.2 receptions per game. And we just know how overly susceptible and leaky the Seattle defense is. So I think Dallas Goedert will get there. DeAndre Swift, I need a pair of catches. Seattle giving up 4.9 receptions per game in the running back position. Swift, I think, is going to be a focal point, maybe because Hurts is at 100%. But the coaching staff the last couple of weeks says we got to get him more involved, not only on the ground, but as a pass catcher. He's averaging 13 routes per game, but he has gotten over this a handful of times this season. I know he's kind of taking a back seat, but I just need a pair of catches. So game script doesn't matter if the Eagles are up late or, you know, he could get that in the first half or they're chasing the scoreboard, which could be the case. I think he's got to grab a pair of passes. And then Elliott, I've seen a couple of touchdowns. Give me a brotherly shove of the end zone, please, Philadelphia, and maybe an A.J. Brown long one or Tyler Lockett. Most definitely, I need that. Doesn't matter how you get it. Could be on a pick six. Again, doesn't matter. Jake Elliott just booted through, wet ball at all, the pair of PATs. and then we cash in. So to recap on this SGP, Dallas Goedert, 3 or more catches. DeAndre Swift, 2 or more catches. And Jake Elliott, a pair of PATs made, plus 139 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, ignore the kicker part, fade or follow.
Well, I mean, I can't ignore the kicker part, unfortunately, but at least you're going with PATs instead of field goals. So yeah. I'm okay with that because I do think we're going to see some scoring in this contest. In fact, the over is where the majority of the money is in terms of the over-under for this evening. According to our friends at BetMGM, sitting just shy of 60% of the money is actually on the over. So they are expecting some scoring despite what we're going to see out of the weather, despite the idea of Drew Lock under center. Again, you're going with PATs instead of the made field goals, which makes me a little bit more comfortable. I like this one, plus 139. I agree with you on DeAndre Swift. I think he's going to be a focal point. I think, folks, yep, if you're building SGPs, I think you want to be looking at his rushing total. Bring it down if you want to. You know, pop that thing down to like 40 or more if you want the cushion with him. But I do think he's going to wind up being a focal point, both through the air, go out, grab a couple of catches, as you've said, but definitely the rush attempts are going to be there as well.
Catches and kicks. Let's cash.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the feed. 5 Monday Night Football countdown. It hurts so good. Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good. Yeah, look, he's been pumping his body with fluids, and hopefully he's going to be at least somewhat A-OK, but I think he's going to do what he normally does, and as a result, I think there is tremendous value right now in the odds market on the over 8.5 rush attempts. I grabbed this at BetMGM this morning at plus 110, and normally this is heavy minus odds when the number is honestly this low. You look at Hurts, he's averaging well north of this on the season, 9.7 attempts per game, numero uno in total rush attempts among quarterbacks at 126. And Seattle, another weak point defensively for them is defending the run, number 30 in rush EPA defense. They're giving up 4.6 attempts per game to the quarterback position. However, only a pair of quarterbacks have gone over this number against them. That was Daniel Jones and Lamar Action, maybe MVP again, Jackson. You look at Hurts, he has done this 9 times this season. He's only hit the under 3 times. So as long as he's feeling, you know, 75-80%, he is going to do what he normally does. So I'm going to take advantage of people fading the living daylights at him, given the recent news here of the last 24 hours, and crank the Mellencamp and say the over hits on Jalen Hurts, 8.5 rush attempts, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
I can get seduced by this one only because we are talking about him being ill as opposed to injured. Yeah. You know, ill, you know, I don't know. What are those? What are the little tablets? Noom?
Oh, Noom caps. I take those every day.
Right. So, you know, you get a couple of those. You got, you know, like some emergency. I don't know. My son is addicted to those Celsius energy drinks. Oh. Those are real. My son, I'm surprised that like one of those delivery trucks doesn't just show up.
They sell them at Costco. You can buy them in bulk. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So you just basically, my point is, it's different than nursing like a bad calf or an ankle or a toe or something like that. You're talking about something that you're going to see dudes on the sideline just needle in the ass over and over again just to keep his fluids going and whatever he needs. So I can get seduced by this one because you're getting the plus odds because of the fact that they are judging him to not be 100%. So this is one I can get on board with the plus odds.
All right, Jalen Hurts, make sure you are completely hydrated, my man, because we need you to run. I need the tush push to be front and center.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the feed at 5 countdown. Let's live in the land down under on Kenneth Walker III. Not going to earn his Vegemite sandwich in rush yards. And the line just moved. It was 47.5 this morning. It's up a little bit right now. I bet MGM to 48.5 at a minus 115 juice. And I'm still going to play the under on this prop. The strength of the Philadelphia defense, we know clearly it's not on the back end, but on the front front end. They are stiff and stout and almost impenetrable. Number 27 in rush EPA defense, giving up 3.88 yards per carry and 70.1 rush yards per game. And you might say, well, Brad, that's incongruent. They're number 27 in rush EPAD, but they're only giving up 3.88 yards per carry and 70.1 rush yards per game. That is true. The EPA data, I think, is a little bit off here on the ranking of Philadelphia based on the surface results. They have allowed the third fewest running back rush yards this season. Only six running backs have gone over this prop this season against them. And they look at Kenneth Walker the third. He's only get around 50 to 55% of the snap share because Zach Charbonnet has really come on strong. And he's, the secondary analytics are just mid. Number 32 in yak per attempt, but a decent missed tackle percentage of 22.3. However, because of Charbonnet's rise, he's at the under on this prop in three of his last four contest. So put it all together. Kenneth Walker, the third. Give me the under. 48.5 rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
Man, I think I'm just in a grouchy mood. I think that's really what it is. Let's
be
honest.
Some winners.
Good God, do we ever. you know what? I don't know on this one, Brad, because of the fact that you could wind up with him breaking like a 23, 24 yarder on a single carry. And now all of a sudden you're shaking in your boots for him to be able to stay underneath the 49 number. Like, in general, I don't disagree with this, but there's just part of me that goes, it's flipping Drew Lock. Pete Carroll, over there chomping on his gum, is going to sit back and go, I cannot let this guy F up this game for me. Let me just have him turn and hand it off right and left. And that's the reason why I don't trust this number, because of the fact that it is Drew Lock. If it were Geno Smith and they had a little bit more faith in getting downfield, I think he would stay underneath this number. I'm going to fade you again.
Oh, man, a hard fade. Zach Charbonnet, eat into the workload. Eat, because I'm cashing, baby.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the MNF edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Breaking out the sledgehammer on a number that is decreasing, and I can't believe it. I sledgehammer this at 52.5 on the over. And it's now down, best odds in the business, minus 115 at BetMGM, to 49.5 receiving yards on Lockett. And I'm picking them up and putting them in my pocket, whether it at 52.5, 49.5. If you want to alt line this sucker up to like 59.5, get those plus and odds on the board to get reducing the juice and seducing by the juice, then I highly recommend it, because Tyler Lockett should have himself a mighty fine game. Operative word there is should. You look at the matchup here. Again, Philadelphia, near the bottom of the barrel in pass EPA, defense number 27 in that category. They've allowed, again, the third most wide receiver yards this season. He's going to see a lot of James Bradbury there in coverage. Now, Bradbury's only given up a 56.4% catch rate this year, but he's also allowed a 104.6 passer rating to his assignment. So look at Lockett. A nice connectivity he had immediately with Drew Lock last week. He caught all six of his intended looks for 89 yards against a stouter defense there in San Francisco on the season. He's number 16 in total route wins. He's averaging 7.2 targets per game, and he has cashed the over on this prop in six football contests. So Tyler Lockett, my top play of the day on the over, 49.5. That is it. Receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, do you dare defy the sledgehammer? Fade or follow?
Well, I mean, look, anything I say on this podcast, folks, do the exact opposite. Here's what I'll tell you, Brad. I'm not as confident as you are in playing those alt lines of popping him up to, 54.5, 59.5. But I do like this number now that it is below 50. I will say that. I mean, Drew Lock is going to have to throw the ball unfortunately for Seahawks fans, at some point in time in this contest. So I like the fact that this has cruised down from where it was at like 53, 52. You've bought yourself down underneath that 50 threshold. So yes, I do like this one. I'm not going to share your confidence in bouncing it up and playing the 60 plus type of thing, but I do really like this one for sure.
Oh, as you should, because your boy undefeated on Sledgehammer since Thursday. I am a cool 4-0, which means it all comes crashing down in a heaping pile tonight. But that's why we have additional action. And bonus time! Hopefully we'll make back some of those bucks. We will not suck. And I know Luddy's going to drop the puck here. So, good sir, do share.
Let me give you one more here on the Monday Nighter. Did a same game parlay over at DraftKings. Got this one earlier today. We were just talking about Tyler Lockett. Give me Lockett for 40 or more receiving yards. A nice, okay, simple number for him. Give me DeAndre Swift for 50 or more on the ground, 50 or more rushing yards. His standard line, I want to say, is up at around 59 or 60.
50 and a half.
There we go. So I'm going to pop him down to 50 on that one. Then give me Dallas Goedert for 25 or more. Recapping, Lockett for 40 through the air, Goddard for 25 through the air, and then DeAndre Swift for 50 or more on the ground. Put all of that together, no boost, no nothing, DraftKings plus 132. So a nice simple number out of guys that I think are going to get it done both through the air and on the ground. Big fan of Dallas Goedert this evening, by the way. Yep. I just want to throw that out there. There's a lot of his numbers that I happen to like. Let's go to the ice, shall we? And there's a couple of games that I'm focused in on. First and foremost, we're going to go with the no on the goal in the first 10 when it comes to Montreal and Winnipeg this evening. Winnipeg Jets, one of the lowest teams in the entire National Hockey League when it comes to either scoring or allowing goals in the first 10. And in fact, when they're at home, it's only happened 26% of their home games. So between Montreal and Winnipeg, give me the no on the goal in the first 10. That one is a plus 114 over at DraftKings. Where do I like the goals in the first 10? I like it in Dallas between Seattle and the Stars. Give me a yes goal in the first 10 there. And give me a yes goal between Minnesota and Pittsburgh. That one being played in the Steel City. You look at Pittsburgh, it's happened in 4 out of their last 5 games. And in 69% of their games at home this season. I mentioned the fact that I like it for Seattle and Dallas. Those two teams combined have had a goal in the first 10 in 9 out of their last 10 games. 4-1 for Seattle, 5-0 for Dallas. And in fact, for Dallas, it's happened in 9 out of their last 10. So give me the yes on that one. You put those two together, again, Minnesota and Pittsburgh, Dallas and Seattle, both of them yes on the goal in the first 10. That is a sexy plus 181 over at DraftKings. Speaking of Dallas and Seattle, a couple more bets that I like there. I will play the over on the 6.5 goals in that one, which you can get at ESPN Bet at plus 105. If you want to leave yourself the cushion for pushing, you can everywhere else at a flat 6 at a minus 120. So you're obviously giving yourself the opportunity. You finish at 4-2. It's going to be a push. You get your money back, but I will play the plus odds. Why? 9 out of the last 10 times these two teams have played, they have hit the over, including seen games that have gone up into the 7, 8, 9 goal kind of range. Yeah, 9 goals. Pretty ridiculous. Yeah. And that all 3 regular season contests last year and 6 out of the 7 playoff games that they played. In fact, it was only game 7 last year in the semis that was a final of 2-1. Otherwise, these two teams put goals up against each other pretty consistently. And that means if I'm expecting goals, it means I like the idea of points and goals. Give me Joel Pavelski to have a goal at plus 190.
Let's work the shoulders, boy. Let's get some juice by that juice.
That is really sexy. Of his 13 goals he's got this season, 8 of them are at home. So I like that a lot. If you don't trust it on the goal, how about trying this one on for size? Give me Jason Robertson for a point and Joe Pavelski for a point. That's it. Each one of those guys tally a point. They're on the same line, folks. It's highly likely that it'll happen on the same goal. Plus 114 on that SGP over at DraftKings. You look at Pavelski in 6 games lifetime against Seattle. He has 11 points in those six games. Jason Robertson, 5-6, including a perfect 3-of-3 in the regular season last year against Seattle. So I really like both of those guys to be able to tally up. And then before I let you go, I'm going to throw this one out. I had a couple of bets like this yesterday, and I had a feeling we were going to see some defensive touchdowns in yesterday's action. The problem was I unfortunately went the wrong way on it. I actually had Miami. I thought they would be able to take care of Zach Wilson, but of course, Zach left the game. However, for tonight, I just want to toss this one out there for you. Over at DraftKings, Philly's defense to have a touchdown is plus 600.
Wow.
Again, I wouldn't be doing this if it were Geno Smith, I'll be honest with you, but I will with Drew Lock. Please remember that he spent a lot of time in the blue and orange here in Denver. I know what his tendencies are, and his tendencies are to make stupid mistakes. He thinks he can complete passes in short windows that don't actually exist, and the defense makes him pay for it. So, plus 600, but I want to point out something to make sure you're paying attention to, folks. DraftKings, when they do the plus 600, it is Philly's defense or special teams. It is both. If you play the touchdown over at FanDuel, it is only the defense. They do not count the special teams. So Philly for a defensive touchdown over at FanDuel is a plus 750, but that eliminates the special teams. It eliminates somebody on a punt return or something like that. So even though the juice is higher over at FanDuel, I prefer it at DraftKings just in case it is a punt return or something like that. I will give up that $150 total in the juice that you're getting just in case it happens on special teams. So plus 600 at DK. I think that is worth at least a quarter unit bet for you because I do think Drew Lock is going to make at least one, if not two mistakes in this game. And if Philly can get that lane, they could run it all the way back. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, excellent call there, and thanks for the specifications by the sportsbook lines that are out there. The team Huevos parlay play of the day. It's a multi-legger, so that's why I wrote this down. You might want to do the same and jot this if you are listening to the pod-only version of this broadcast, the audio-only version. On this SGP, and come with me if you are buying what I'm selling. Give me Seattle on the alt line, +13.5. I think they're going to be highly competitive in this game. You look at Philly, they've only covered this number one time this season. Seattle has only lost three times this season. I think this is going to be in single digits, but I'm building a nice little cushion to avoid any kind of pushing. Give me Jalen Hurts under 299.5 pass yards. You look at Hurts, a guy who has done this actually three times this season, but he's been under this number in five straight. Again, we don't know exactly how healthy he is. I know Seattle's giving up 5-3 to your passers. Yes, they're number 21 in pass EPA defense, but I think Hurts stays in the 200s or maybe in the high 100s in this matchup tonight. Kenneth Walker, the third leg numero tres. Give me that under, but on all line, I'll take it to 74.5 for all the reasons I mentioned earlier. Again, Zach Charbonnet is a specter in the room and a guy that's really eating into his workload and timeshare volume. DK Metcalf, leg numero cuatro, 50 or more receiving yards. Look at DK. He has done this in nine games this season. Again, Philadelphia is our third most wide receiving yards and 18 wideouts to eclipse at least 50 yards through the air. And leg numero cinco, DeAndre Swift. I need one stick a catch. That's it. You've done this 12 or 13 games. You're averaging 13.3 routes run per game. And as I said before, Seattle's giving up 4.9 receptions per game. So to recap, Lundy, on this five-legger SGP, Seattle +13.5. Jalen Hurts under 299.5 pass yards. Kenneth Walker III under 74.5 rush yards. DK Metcalf, 50 or more receiving yards. And DeAndre Swift, one damn catch. Plus 360. That's right. Plus 360 at BetMGM if you use their SGP odds boost tonight. Lock and load that sucker right now. All right. I got some more action. I'm going to lock and load. No, am I going to even stay in this game? Do I really want to? No, I don't. I think no. I've exhausted everything.
No. Bail on this game. And by the way, I'm not as sold on DK Metcalf because I'm a little worried about the pencil finding a way to slow him down.
That's a distinct possibility.
I'm just going to throw that out there that Matt Patricia taking over the defense he may come in there and go, all right, I'm just going to shut his ass down.
Yeah, go full Bill Belichick.
Go full Bill Belichick on it and basically say, you got to beat me with somebody else. Now, that bodes very well
for your
Tyler Lockett bet. But yep. I just want to throw that out there that with Matt Patricia, I'm not quite sure what we're going to see. And that's got me a little bit nervous on DK Metcalf.
Well, hopefully we'll not be completely shut down. 50
Let's find
yards.
Something else. Find something else. Is there some shit-tacular college basketball game tonight?
Well, of course there is a shit-tacular college basketball.
There's not a single top 25 team in action tonight. Not a single one.
There's not, but I got a pair of tickets already open. And you look at the spreadsheet there on the X where I'm always trying to give it to you at Noisy Huevos. I have additional action there. I like Fresno tonight. I'm just going to lay the standard chalk. I grab it at -3 in the line open last night. It's up already to -4. I would still play it at that number. Take it on Portland State there in Central California. Fresno is one of the top offensive teams in the country, according to the effective field goal percentage data. Number 27 in the nation. They're shooting 56.2% inside the arc and a blistering 36.7% outside of it. Now, they're north of number 200 EPA, or effective field goal percentage defense, I should say. But they really bombard you with threes, and that is a weak point defensively of Portland State, as they've given up 36.2% the opposition along the arc. And PSU also number just 285 in effective field goal percentage offense. Fresno went home. I know the students are gone on their holiday break, but whatever. I will lay the chalk there with the Bulldogs. Burf! Earn those snossages. Again, I got it 3, 3.5. Some books have it at or -4. It doesn't matter to me. That's what I'm playing it there. Whatever book, pick your poison. Elsewhere in college hoops, let's have fun with this one. So I built this right before the show, and call me crazy, but I am going to play the middleman, Money in the Middle, yet again on the Michigan State game against Oakland. Battle of Detroit, because that's where Oakland is. That's under with California. The Golden Grizz located right there in eastern Michigan. So on this SGP, I'm going to take Michigan State on the money line. I'm going to take Michigan State to score 70 or more points. This is where the bend in the road comes. I have Oakland plus 25.5 and the game over on the all total 130.5 as well. So Oakland just be somewhat competitive. You could still lose this game by 25 and I still win. On that spread at plus 25.5 in Michigan State on the money line, I think the Sparty Party will score at least 70. They have righted the ship, that monster win in convincing fashion in Detroit against Baylor over the weekend. It means Michigan State might be back on the map, now back at 500. And the game, I think, is going to hit the over. I think it's going to be more briskly paced than some people feel. Michigan State plays better when they are running and playing fast, and I think that will be the case with the Golden Grizz tonight. So on the SGP, Michigan State money line, Michigan State 70 more points scored, Oakland, the Golden Grizz, just to compete, plus 25.5, and the game over at 130.5. That's plus 105. It's a lot of legs to hit there at BetMGM, but what are you going to do? The cupboard's nearly bare tonight in college basketball. So that's what I'm with. And very quickly in the NBA on SGP, give me the 76ers money line. Give me Maxey 20 or more points. Maxey to get 2 or more 3s. Maxey to drop 5 or more dimes against the Bulls, who don't play any defense. They go to the fifth most assists per game. They've allowed the most three-pointers made the opposition as well. They're number 22 in adjusted defensive efficiency. So again, the 76ers money line, Maxey 20 or more points, 2 or more made 3s, 5 or more assists, plus 110 at BetMGM. I am out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review. If you enjoy this broadcast, also fade or follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you with all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. I do the same damn exercise at Noisy Huevos for the slumping Nathaniel Lundy. Turn that frown upside down tonight, mi amigo. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.